Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. The Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, they say to us, one of the keys of life is being clean and healthy. All right? Being clean is a key of life. Now, before we get into this topic, we have to give a bit of introduction to it. Islam itself manifests itself in three aspects. One is the fundamentals, the beliefs. Two, the akhlaq, the morals and ethics. And three, the ahkam. When it comes to fundamentals and beliefs, it purifies the inner of a person. It cleanses the person from the inside. It gets rid of all the disbelief in Allah and, you know, all these wrong, misguided ideas one might have. So there's an inner cleansing when it comes to aqidah. Also, when it comes to akhlaq, it cleanses a person from all the bad action that he does during his day with people or with himself. You know, backbiting and shouting and yelling and cursing people. These are considered to be bad akhlaq. When Islam comes and tries to correct and rectify things, it purifies the human from these moral vices. Three, when it comes to jurisprudence, when it comes to fiqh, it purifies a person from the external najasa, the external impurities that one might face during his life. So you can see that Islam takes care of the human from within and without. It did not leave anything uncovered, whether it is in the head, it is in the body, or it is in the akhlaq themselves. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he considers cleanness, nadafa, as part of taqwa and iman. Sometimes he links it to religion itself. For example, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, tanadhafu bikulli mastata'tum, clean yourself with whatever you can. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بَنَى الْإِسْلَامَ عَلَى النَّظَافَةِ. For Allah built this religion of Islam on cleanness. Islam as a religion is built on cleanness. وَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا كُلِّ نَظِيفٍ. And no one shall enter heaven or will enter heaven except for those who are clean. Simple as that. And cleanness, obviously, as we will look at, it has many conditions. So you see that Islam has emphasized so much on me and you as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fellows of this beautiful faith, Islam, that we need to stay clean all the time, whether it is our body, whether it is our clothes, whether it is our hair, our nails, or what have you. We need to be clean, because if we are not clean, obviously, according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we will not enter heaven. And let's see more ahadith in this regard. The Prophet says, an-nadhafatu min al-iman. Cleanness is a product of your belief. So having a belief itself, it needs to manifest itself on the outside. How do I show the fruits of my belief? They show on me on how clean I am, how well presented I am, how well mannered I am, especially when it comes to my cleanness. I need to smell good, look good. My clothes have to be very clean. When a person sees me in this state, they'll say, oh, mashallah, this person is taking his iman seriously. Let us take a short break and then we come back right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. And we are talking about an important key of life, and that is being clean and being healthy. And we said Islam, Buniya al-Nadafa, was built, established on being clean. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, وَالْإِيمَانُ مَعَ صَاحِبِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, that belief is with its owner in heaven. Before that, he says, "Al-nadafatu min al-iman," cleanness from iman. So, if you clean, then you have iman. If you have iman, you'll enter heaven. If a person is not clean and he has iman, his iman will not take him to heaven. Simple as that. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La tu'ut turaba khalf al-bab." Do not put dust and sand behind your door. Why? He says, "Fa'innahu ma'wa shayatin," for it is the place for the gathering of the shaitan, or the shayateen in general, plural. All the shayateen come to places that are dirty. So I need to make sure that I'm constantly clean, my house is constantly clean, because I do not want the shayateen to reside in my house. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, "Bi'sal abdu al-qadura," the worst of the servants of Allah are the dirty ones. He says the worst of the worst are the dirty ones. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna Allaha yubghudu al-wasikhu al-sha'th." Allah hates, not loves, he hates those who are dirty and their hair is all over the place. You know that you've seen these people as if they never seen a mirror before and they never touched a comb before. We have plenty of them. Now it's actually became a style to have your hair all messy and all around. Allah hates those people. Allah wants to see a person, a mu'min, clean, with hair fixed and, you know, done and everything beautiful about him. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he moves on a step further and he says, "Nadhifu biyutukum min hawkil ankabut," clean your house from the houses of the spiders. To that extent, why Amir al-Mu'mineen? He says, "Fa'inna tarkuhu fil bayt yurthul faqr," for if you leave the spiders and their webs in the house, it brings poverty, makes you poor, it makes you money less. I want my money to be more, not less. So the Imam says, make sure you clean the house even from spiders and spider webs. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "Min akhlaqul anbiya at-tandif," among the morals and the traditions of the Prophet is that they are clean. وَكَانَ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَكْنُسْ, he says, Imam Sadiq says, Amir al-Mu'mineen used to sweep the house himself as a way of helping Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses one of his servants with a blessing, he would love to see it on him. If Allah bestows wealth on you and gives you wealth, use that wealth to show the blessings of Allah. Buy beautiful clothes, buy perfume, make it known to people that Allah has blessed you. Don't keep it and become stingy and greedy. No, do the opposite. And then they said to him, "Kayfa ya ibn Rasulullah?" How do we do so? He says, "Yunadhifu thawba," he cleans his clothes. "Wa yutayyibu riha," and he makes himself smell beautiful. "Wa yujassisu darah," and he fixes his floor, you know, he makes it marbles or tiles, what have you. "Wa yakrasu afniyata," and he sweeps the fronts and the backs of the house. And he says, this is from the signs of the happiness of a person. And he says, from the signs of the happiness of a person is the fact that he's clean and is on wudu. We'll leave it here. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.